Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 18, His Messengers. Thus it is written, that repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in His name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Luke 24, verses 46 and 47. Living in a desert area, I have several types of cacti in my backyard. These are very dear to me because they belong to my mother. The flowers they produce are so gorgeous and colorful that year after year they take me by surprise. Some cacti produce very large, showy flowers. Others bloom with many tiny ones, all of them lovely and breathtaking. It is hard to grasp how these rough-looking, leafless plants with spiny stems are capable of producing such flamboyant beauty. These cacti give me hope that God can use my life for His glory. After His resurrection, Jesus explained to His disciples what the Scripture said about Him. Jesus said, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in His name to all the nations. You are witnesses of these things." Luke 24, verses 46 through 48. Jesus clearly told the disciples the core proclamation of the Christian church, forgiveness of sins in His name. They were His witnesses and His messengers to proclaim the good news. But if we look closer, we see that they were a rough-looking, ragtag bunch of people. How could they be God's messengers to a needy world? The followers of Jesus included angry fishermen, violent rebels, a despised businessman, and a woman of shady reputation. They were definitely rough-looking cacti with spiny stems. How could they possibly fulfill their calling to be messengers of forgiveness for their generation? So glad you asked. The grace of Jesus took over their lives, and they were promised power from on high through the Holy Spirit. And that's how we find them in Acts 2, when they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, and the desert bloomed and filled the earth with colorful flowers. Let's ask God for the power of His Spirit to fulfill our calling to proclaim the gospel to our generation. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!